Well, this Friday night, it is the greatest greyhound race in the world, the TAB Melbourne Cup. $500,000 will be up for grabs for the winner, and it is a stellar field, as you would imagine. And Jason Adams, we had a great time out at Sandown last week, counting down to the heats, and they didn't disappoint. What a dramatic night it was. We've got the final field and the box draw now. All we need is Jason to find us a winner. Morning, Jace. How are you?
Morning, Michael. I'm well, and you're right. It was just action-packed last Friday night. I mean, we know it as a stunning night of racing, a stunning card, but it was more like reality TV last week. It was fun, but dramatic, but nonetheless, this had a really good field in front of us for Friday night.
Yeah, dead heat in one of the heats. So the slowest heat winner actually missed out, and then the drama continued with the box draw because there's a quirk with the box one recipient, Aussie Secrets, a greyhound that likes to get off the fence. So is there some real concern that there might be some carnage at the start on Friday night?
Yeah, there is some concern around. And look, once he drew the red, I sort of thought to myself, is this a good thing for the race because it adds a bit more intrigue, or is it a bad thing for the race because it could cause a bit of interference? But I think with Aussie Secret is when you see him in a race, you often think of those things straight away, that he's going to have impact on those on his outside. The thing that some people forget is that he's still a class act in himself and a genuine winning chance, and does hold his own when he does push off the track. He doesn't necessarily get impacted himself. So, look, he holds a major key. He's got Japara on his outside, and ideally for him, he's probably got to miss the start to get the best run. Koblenz, we know, is the best beginner in Australia, so he might clear the whole thing if he's to begin at his absolute finest like we know he can. And then the favourite for the race, Aston Rupee, I mean, it's far from a perfect draw for him, but the bottom line is he's the fastest dog in the race. So the way I read it is it's difficult to know who's going to be sitting where early, which makes me think I'm going to lean towards the fastest dog in the race in Aston Rupee. He runs home in a time that no other greyhound in the field can. So look, he'll be looking for luck, but if he gets it, he'll make the most of it.
Well, you told us last week, all the RSN listeners, I think you should take the $4 Aston Rupee because he's going to be a lot shorter when he wins his heat, which he is now a $2.40 favourite. Are you just as buoyant despite that box four draw?
Not as buoyant. I think that $4 is still looking quite good, but yeah, I wouldn't mind him drawing inside of Aussie Secret, but again, he's the fastest dog in the race, and that's something that he's got on his side, and that massive motor. We saw last week how good he was, where he was caught up for the bulk of the race and just hooked wide at the perfect time. It was a real classy performance and qualities of a champion. So if he goes on to win this race, then he'll absolutely deserve that champion status.
Well, it was huge turnover on the heats last Friday night. It'll be a massive night this Friday night. So give us your top three for this year's TAB Melbourne Cup.
Well, I'm going to go with Aston Rupee again. I just fastest dog in the race. Finds room. I think he can make the most of it. Hins on Bale, I put the second. Now, he's clearly the value pick for mine from box number eight. I think he's $14 at the moment. He might have just chipped in a little bit from his opening price. Because of that congestion that a lot of us anticipate down towards the inside, he could get the fly from out there. He's going to run straight line. He's got a couple of greyhounds on his inside who are poor beginners. So he is the clear value in the race in my eyes. And the other one I had was Koblenz, who we know is a faultless beginner. If he just jumps to the front, then good luck to him, because if they're impeded, he's going to be hard to run down. He can be run down, but if Aussie Secret is to get a hold of the likes of Aston Rupee, then Copeland could be off and gone. But yeah, I'll be with Aston Rupee.
And another great part of Friday night is the Melbourne Cup Community Sweep. I know there were 64 clubs, Alligator Greyhounds, in the heats last Friday night. So the final eight. There'll be a lot of excited community clubs watching the Melbourne Cup on Friday night.
There will be. They were excited last week, all 64, when they were allocated a greyhound and cheering them on and getting them involved in the world's greatest greyhound race. And now there's eight clubs that remain. So I'll quickly run through those. Aussie Secret, we align with the Dandenong Football Netball Club. Japara, align with the Devon Meadows Football Netball Club. Koblenz, align with the Benalla Coursing Club. Aston Rupee with the Birding Park Bowling Club. Bala Key, we align with Heddon and Football Netball Club. Lakeview Walter, Southern United Hockey Club. Siberia Vale, the Ballarat Women's Cricket Club. And then Kings on Vale, the Sky Football and Netball Club. So there's 13 grand up for offer for those community groups who are aligned to the final this Friday night. So $6,000 will go to the winner. We did hear from the Burden Park Bowling Club yesterday, who mentioned how they would use the $6,000 if Aston Rupee was to salute and all the things they'd expect for facilities at the bowling club and alike. So it was a great concept, and hopefully the community sweep can be a part of all the major cups going forward.
It's going to be a huge night on Friday night. We've also got the Group 1 feature, the Bold Trees. Leave us with a winner of the Bold Trees as well.
The Punga Ruby, way too good last week, and she come from off the pace. We're used to seeing her doing the most amount of damage from out in front. So she's the favourite. She deserves to be, and I think she'll be winning.
All right, take the 225, Mipunga Ruby, and Aston is the selection. Aston Rupee at $2.40, so maybe play a little double for Jason Adams in the two Group 1 features on Friday night. A huge night at Sandown. Get trackside if you can for the TAB Melbourne Cup. Time for the 10 o'clock news. Don't go anywhere, though. We've got winners to be found at Sandown after